USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police believe the suspect accused of attacking Republican congressman and gubernatorial candidate in New York, Lee Zeldin, last night was drunk. The man rushed Zeldin from behind at a campaign stop in upstate New York and allegedly tried to stab him in the neck.
He was telling me, "You're done." When he lifted up his hand and he was lunging for my throat area, the first thought was to grab onto his wrist and just to hold it.
Russia and Ukraine are signing a UN-supported deal to get Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea once again. Exporters in Ukraine port cities have been unable to send out millions of tons of wheat for months due to Russia's invasion. That has led to a global shortage and an uptick in food prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The CDC is putting their finger on the cause of a salmonella outbreak.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to small turtles. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they have announced that so far 15 people have been sick across 11 states, with 5 requiring hospitalizations. The CDC stated that many of these outbreaks have been reported from people purchasing turtles from online stores. They noted that it is illegal to sell turtles that small. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Former two sports star Bo Jackson is paying for the funerals of 19 children and 2 teachers in Uvalde, Texas, who were killed in a school shooting. Jackson revealing he's part of a previously anonymous group of donors and says he feels a personal connection to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The White House announced Thursday a $37 billion crime and policing proposal named the Safer America Plan. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Cloud is no fan of the president's new ideas regarding criminal justice.
He's got sinking poll numbers, and the American community, he's realizing, is not behind this, what's going on in their communities. But the other thing really is, this is the ultimate goal of the defund the police movement. The goal of the defund police movement isn't to get rid of police, it's to be able to nationalize the police.
Republican senators are describing what they saw on their recent trip to the U.S. southern border. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it's utter chaos and we have open borders. The senator is calling out Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar.
Well, what he's saying is a flat-out lie. Last weekend, I brought 7 senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. It is utter chaos. We have open borders. We went out. First thing we did, we landed Thursday night. We went out on midnight patrol with the Border Patrol. You encounter group after group after group. It is a steady stream of humanity.
The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night is set for $660 million. The drawing set to take place just before 11 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.